下面我们来聊一聊超级奶爸。如今又有越来越多的美国爸爸希望他们能够和新妈妈一样有产假来照顾刚出生的宝宝。然而在美国只有 10% 到 15% 的机构给男员工这样的假。Now let's take a look at what new fathers in the US say.
I think out of everything that encompasses being a man, I have to tell you being a father is it's number one.
It's very strange and wonderful.
Oh, it's hard. It's tough.
You know, because you got to be a comedian. You got to be a worker. You got to know how to handle all different situations, especially when you have kids.
It's easier to be a dad than it is to be a husband. I think I like kids better than I do adults.
I've come to the point in my life where I completely and totally buy into the fact that I am defined by my fatherhood. I'm a dad. Period.
An ever-rising share of men say they want to have time with a new child.In the US, paternity leave is a luxury. It is the only developed nation that doesn't guarantee paid time off, even for new mothers. Scott Coltrane, interim president of the University of Oregon, who researches fathers and families, says more young men want time off with a new child, but just 10 to 15% of US employers offer paid paternity leave, almost all in white-collar professions. And the main reason men don't take it is because they don't have wage replacement, so they can't afford to.
Yeah, some states in the US, though, are acting on their own, mandating paid family leave for most workers. For example, in California, the number of men taking it has doubled in a decade. And the researchers say that's good for men, for the children, and of course for their wives as well. You know, when Xiaohua was in here recently, just before the end of the show, telling us what was coming up in Roundtable, earlier this week, one of the things that she said was that in China there's this idea of having 3 years of maternity leave for women. Can you imagine that? 3 years off.
I can't imagine that.
Employers won't like that, will they, really?
Of course not.
They won't like that at all. Getting back to this, though, it does seem that for decades it's been acceptable for women to have time off to look after the child when it's born, quite rightly.
Yes.
But the husband's been neglected, which is kind of sad, I think, really.
Well, I think the customs sort of assume that the mothers will take care of the children while the fathers are out there making the money.
Well, I mean, that's the traditional view, of course, and it does prevail in many circumstances, which is a shame, though, because, I mean, I'm not a father, but this is going to sound very lame. But, you know, as somebody that has brought up a dog since the age of 2 months, and he's now 2.5 years old, I regret not spending more time with the dog when he was a little puppy. Now, I know some people would say it's a trivial example.
So you're comparing
not for me.
Your dog to your son or daughter.
See, I knew that someone would say that. I was hoping it wouldn't be you.
Why would you say that?
But I mean, because that's the closest experience that I've ever had of what it might be like to have a child. And, you know, I do miss those times when the dog was very little, and I don't think I spent enough time with him back then.
I think because women are more and more going out and to earn the money, I think there's a tendency that men and women are sharing their house chores.
Yes.
So it's only natural that they would demand more time to stay at home and take care of the children.
And you see, and also, you know, like just in the China Drive and in the Easy FM, you know, I mean, so many people have become parents over the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, you kind of think, you ask someone, oh, how's your baby doing? And they say, Mark, you know, it's not a baby anymore. You know, she's 3 years old now.
It's still a baby.
That shows you how time flies, though, when you are a parent or indeed dog owner.